One day before the U.S. presents information to the U.N. Security Council on Iraq's alleged weapons, Chief U.N. Inspector Hans Blix tells reporters Iraq still has time to cooperate in the search for weapons of mass destruction. In his presentation of intelligence information on Iraq, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell will try to sway a Security Council divided over whether to declare Iraq in material breach of a U.N. resolution or give the inspectors more time to look for banned weapons. Weeks of intensive diplomatic efforts in Europe and Washington have so far failed to resolve the disagreement, which was underscored by a critical report by Chief U.N. Inspector Hans Blix and his counterpart in the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei. But even as the United States and Britain warn that time is running out to end the crisis diplomatically, the chief inspectors have accepted an invitation to travel to Baghdad later this week, prior to their report to the Security Council on February 14th. Mr. Blix again told reporters that they are giving Iraq another chance to cooperate proactively and take the inspection process seriously.
The principal issue remains, in my view, my assessment, weapons of mass destruction and their existence, and that either present these, if they exist, and we have not said they do, or evidence that convinces the world.
Mr. Blix says that since he presented his conclusions to the Council late last month, focus has centered on two key shortfalls: Iraq's barring inspectors' use of U-2 surveillance planes and not allowing private interviews with scientists without government monitors. But Mr. Blix says these are minor points. He calls on Iraq to create a viable mechanism, such as a commission of inquiry, which has already been appointed for providing evidence to inspectors. Washington hopes that the information presented by Mr. Powell will provide the 11 council members, including veto-bearing permanent members France, Russia, and China, and the current president of the council, Germany, with the facts they say they need to declare Iraq in material breach of UN Resolution 1441, which threatens Iraq with serious consequences for failing to disarm. Mr. Blix, who reports to the Council as the head of UNMOVIC, the UN mission to disarm Iraq, predicts that even then the debate could continue.
And at even a higher level is, what conclusions do they draw from a material breach? Do they all, in a consensus, declare that now it's open for attack Iraq, or do they draw some other conclusion?
Germany's UN ambassador told reporters that if Iraq is declared a material breach, then the 15-member Security Council will hold another meeting to decide their next step. Whether or not the Council will debate a new resolution authorizing military force is unclear. Meanwhile, the United States, which is mobilizing its forces to the Persian Gulf, says it is willing to disarm Iraq militarily on its own. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.